Welcome to the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast with your host, hailing from Kokona, Wisconsin, riding a CST Tires SSI decals traveling back Yamaha YFZ450R, four-time ATV motocross national champion, number 25, Cody Jansen.
What's up, everybody?
We're back!
Welcome to the latest edition of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, episode 125 of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, presented by our title sponsor, CST Tires, in stock and available for purchase today at shop.csttires.com. I'm your host, Cody Jansen, saying hello to our more than 238,000 monthly Digging Deep listeners in all 103 countries in which you are listening, and this is our episode recapping our Digging Deep ATV Ride Day at Briarcliff. Jeremy Osborne will join us to chat about such a rad day at his place. We'll bench race about some of the notable riders who joined us, and we'll discuss some of ATV Motocross's current events in this one as well. But before we dive in, let's quickly shout out all of our incredible partners. CST Tires, go to shop.csttires.com today. Yamaha, thanks to Blue Crew. Thanks to SSI Decals, Valvoline, DID Racing Chain, Namira Technologies, Bronco ATV and UTV Components, Lunderville Steel Enterprises and Concrete Supply, the financial advice of the Haymauer Financial Group, DP Brakes, Factory 43, Binky's Forever ATC Museum, Impact Solutions, Ultimate Poly Products, UPP Racing, our choice when it comes to case savers, chain sliders, intake manifolds, and more, and Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. As always, we highlight the Beard Hedger Pro Kit from Manscaped, a premium beard sculpting machine. The Beard Hedger allows dudes like you and I to style our beards to exactly our liking using a zoom wheel featuring 20 different built-in lengths. This Pro Kit also includes shampoo, conditioner, oil, and balm for your beard, as well as a brush, comb, and scissors. Now you're speaking my language, Manscaped. And get 20% off with free shipping by using code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. So rad that they're continuing to invest in ATV Racing as a longtime partner of ours. Help us keep them in the fold and involved in ATV Racing by using our Digging Deep 20 code so they know you enjoy Digging Deep and what we're all about here. Support all the great companies that support us, and for any products that fall through the cracks, click that Rocky Mountain ATVMC banner on our website to help us out. The 2023 off-season is in full swing, and that means you need parts and gear. No matter what off-road gear parts you need, Rocky Mountain ATVMC has you covered. But before you buy, simply click that Rocky Mountain ATVMC banner on our website. By using our specific link, we get a percentage of what you buy on the back end, enabling you to help us out while purchasing the parts you need anyway. And did you know you can buy OEM parts from Rocky Mountain ATVMC as well? Yep, shipped conveniently right to your door. So click that Rocky Mountain ATVMC banner at diggingdeepatvmx.com to help us out while satisfying all your gear and parts needs. No new donors to shout out this week, but if you are interested in donating and hearing your name on the show, you can find the Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee donation links on our website. Major thanks to all who have donated, of course. Now, if you can't donate, but you still want to help us out, you can leave us a rating or review on iTunes and Spotify. That's the next best thing. That lets our partners know that you're passionate about Digging Deep and keeping us around long into the future. Now, it's showtime. The 30-second board is up, it's sideways, and the gate is down. Time to dig deep.
Let's go!
All right, guys, we're back for another episode of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, and tonight we're going to recap our recent Digging Deep ATV Ride Day at Briarcliff, and joining me to chat about the raddest of days is Briarcliff owner himself, brought to you by Ultimate Poly Products. UPP Racing has been producing American-made case savers, chain sliders, intake manifolds, and more since 1998. Join top pro riders like Bryson Neal, Walker Fowler, John Glotta Jr., Adam McGill, Cole Richardson, and more by using UPP Racing's industry-leading products. Use discount code DIGGINGDEEP15 at uppracing.com to save on your next order. Jeremy Osborne comes to us courtesy of UPP. And Jeremy, welcome back to Digging Deep. Man, I'm getting jacked up talking about this once again, our ride day. I wish I could go back in time and relive it one more time.
Yeah, it was a really good day. The weather made it. The weather was so perfect for a change. Just great. The dirt was perfect moisture, and it was just one of them days that you look forward to. You only get probably a handful of them a year, and we had one, and it was a really good day.
Yeah, man, it was so good. And first of all, even before we get into that, I can't thank you enough for everything you did to make this happen and kind of opening up your place for us. Just giving us a platform like that was such an awesome thing for Digging Deep. Last fall, we hosted our first ever Digging Deep Ride Day at Pachetta Creek MX in Wapakoneta, Ohio. And that was awesome. And the turnout was awesome, especially for a kind of a first time having an event like this for us. I didn't really know what to expect. And the turnout was really good. It was truly the perfect day. I can't thank Scott and his family enough down there for having us. But in the wake of that event, you approached me with the idea of hosting the event right there at Briarcliff. And it was truly like a pinch me moment for me, because to have our event at an ATV national venue like yours, man, I'm speechless. I'm so, so grateful. And it ended up being just as awesome as I predicted it would be, thought it would be. But I can't give you enough thanks for opening up your place for us, because it was, man, it was special. I'll never forget it.
Oh, you're welcome. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I don't know what made me think of that last year. I just, for whatever reason, was thinking schedule, and I was like, wow, it'd be kind of cool to have that at our place. And I'm glad it worked out.
Well, and I think the special thing, talking to the people that were there with us, you know, not very often do you have a track as awesome as yours, let alone any track that has ATV only ride days anymore. Like, that is a very much a rarity. Maybe some of these tracks, like a national track or whatever, has it leading up to an event, but man, not very often. So that alone makes it like the place to be for ATV enthusiasts. That's how I had kind of been selling it. Like, that was the place to be on that weekend for ATV enthusiasts in the United States. There's no denying that.
Right. And you're right. It's becoming commonplace to not even have a place you could ride, even on open rides, let alone ATV specific type weekend. So, yeah, I guess the stars aligned and things were awesome. And it was good to do it. It needed to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a shame, you know, the ATV riding opportunities, practice opportunities are few and far between in itself. So you're totally right in saying that. So kind of talking about the day there, so sadly for me, it ended up being a solo mission. So Brooke, my wife, couldn't get off of work that weekend. My dad is still recovering from his stroke, so that would have been biting off more than he could chew at that point. So I loaded down the F-150, loaded up my quad, had my Easy Up in the back seat, a ton of merch and all kinds of giveaways, and headed to Ohio. 12 hours each way, 1300 miles ish round trip, but it was totally worth it to ride your track, especially after being there in the summertime to announce your event, Jeremy, and having to watch every single person there do every lap that they rode all weekend to finally get a chance to ride. It was pretty awesome. And kind of like you said, I mean, it was the first chilly day that we've experienced in a while, at least from where I come from. Like, it was chillier that Saturday when I showed up there at the track. It was the coldest. Like, we haven't even had any days in Wisconsin like that yet, but the temperatures came around, the track conditions were primo, and maybe that had something to do with it. I know you got a little moisture during the week there. You guys had it prepped perfect. And like you said, like, there's only so many days you get like that each year. And just grateful that we had, just about as good as it's ever going to be.
Yeah, I think must be getting older. I could have went with about 10 degrees warmer, but
same. But yeah.
it beats that temperature and rain on top of it. So I'm good without the rain.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was impressed with your stacking and packaging capabilities in that truck. That almost made me want to downsize our setup a little bit. I mean, look, everything you got in that truck, I was pretty impressed.
Shoot, to take the big trailer, to take the 50 footer would have cost me, you know, $1,500 or more. So thankfully you let me stash my quad in your garage the night before. And but yeah, I impressed myself. I didn't think I was going to be able to get the Easy Up in there, but I knew I needed to have it with me. So I got it in there. And I could, I'll tell you, my suspension was a little springy though, a little springier than I'm used to. Cause she was loaded down, but yeah, it was awesome. It worked out so great. And, not only was I driving all the way, you know, down there as a one man band, but a couple weeks after Loretta's, I wrecked on my mountain bike and like pretty bad and messed myself up pretty good, I'll say. And, yeah. and I hadn't been super, super active. Like I had been in the gym a little bit, but I could only do some certain things. And, I was really worried. Like I was just hoping I was going to be able to ride, and it all worked out because I was able to spin some laps and be, you know, feel relatively okay there. But I was really worried, man, the whole trip down, I'm thinking, man, just, I hope like I don't get out there and do a half a lap and be like, yeah, my back's not going to take it. So that all worked out for me too, on a personal level. Like I was just worried I was going to get there and it wasn't going to be good. And shoot, I felt pretty okay.
Yeah. You rode quite a few laps. I remember you being there very late in the day.
Well, that's how it works, Jeremy. I can only ride late in the day. Like a few
Right.
people came by and are like, you know, why aren't you out there? And I'm like, I had a line of 10 people. It felt
Yeah.
like all day long, which was awesome. But that's the same thing that happened last year at Pochetta too. Like the main batch of my laps there, were at the end of the day when everybody was done, and I felt bad because I wanted to ride some more, but your guy was waiting on the bulldozer to get the track ready for the next day. So I tried to squeeze out as many laps as I could. The rain started coming down there for a minute and the wind picked up and all those things. And you were throwing stuff under my easy up, but I was trying to get as many laps in as I could there at the end of the day.
I was going to say, you finally had the opportunity to ride. It started to do a real light sprinkle.
Right.
And then I'm like looking at all your stuff. I'm like, oh man, just start piling it under the easy up on the table. And luckily it didn't really take off. It just kind of spit a little bit. So
nah. And you know, I'm sure, especially with your track being, you know, right there in your backyard, we've all been there where it's like you're trying to justify in your mind, like, do I pull off? Like, I know I got crap out in the rain or whatever the reasoning might be, but you know that feeling. It's like it's a childlike feeling of like, nope, no worries right now. I'm just gonna ride.
Yeah. I just say the heck with it. It's already wet. It doesn't matter now.
exactly. But yeah, man, I was having so much fun, and I thought it would be cool to touch on some of the fastest riders in the country that ended up deciding to come out for this ride day and join us. And so I thought that would be fun to kind of touch on the years that they maybe had and the years that may be ahead for these riders. And the top of the list, I think, would have to be Mason Jackson, right, Jeremy? I mean, new Pro-Am and Pro Sport champ, winner of our Dane Molander Rising Star Award this season. And Mason was freaking unconscious this year. He was just a man on a mission. Went to Loretta's, put icing on the cake, cherry on top, however you want to put it. There was no doubt that he was the guy in those classes this season. And I think that he's going to fit, you know, kind of as we look towards the future, he's going to fit right into that pro class top five, top 10 comfortably, I think, Jeremy. He's going to be one of those guys that, you know, at Daytona or whatever the opening round is going to be, very much going to be looking for where Mason Jackson is.
For sure. He's just fast. It's unfortunate he got hurt last year. I think he would have turned some heads last year in his rookie year as in the Pro-Am class or however you want to look at that.
Yeah.
He's always been just so fast and so gifted at racing. I've always liked watching him race. He and his dad and I are friends, and you know, I think he's got a lot of potential. I mean, he is just raw talent. So yeah, top 10, I think it's within grasp. Yeah,
I think so too. And the other added aspect to the season that he just put together is he started the season riding KTM hybrids of his own.
Yeah.
And riding the TDR Yamaha was not an idea at the beginning of the season, and it became one a couple rounds in or you know, pretty quickly. But that I said to him at the ride day, I'm like, man, to think that you were riding KTM hybrids and that was going to be the quad for the season at those opening rounds, and then everything changes and he just hops on another quad. I'm like, dude, I don't know how you do it. Like, I'm not wired that way. I need to be comfortable on my machine. Like, I only want to ride my machine. And shoot, that dude, that he's just fast. Doesn't matter what he rides.
Oh, no doubt. He could hop on just about anything. The thing about, I think, what he got kind of an early pro lesson there, because you know, the KTM hybrids, I don't think they were putting up with what he was putting down. He's very aggressive and very hard on stuff, like fast riders are, and that's where the Yamaha kind of shines in that pro class level. It's much more reliable to the abuse that Mason's dishing out. So,
No, you're exactly right. And it was fun to talk to him too, because the weekend prior he was out east at in Massachusetts or wherever they were, and he was racing with Hogue and Janusa and some of those other fast guys. I think Ulrich was there, right? And he won that opening moto there in that that event that weekend, and it was fun to listen to him talk about that. And he ripped some big old hole shot there in that first moto and all those things, and even just to see him racing amongst the Brandon Hogues, the Nick Janusas, those guys, man. I think that that's something, like I said, that we're going to see going forward. It was almost like a preview to what we may see here in the future.
Well, he's got the raw speed. You know, I think everyone knows it. There's a lot of people that have that speed, but can you do it for 18 plus two? That seems to be the line in the sand. There've been a lot of fast guys come up from Pro-Am and try to compete at that pro level with the elite. But man, those guys are just, they're just on a constant sprint for 20 plus minutes. Just hard to keep that going for that length of time.
Yeah. And like I've said so many times on these shows, Jeremy, I mean, it's not even like, I mean, I guess the Pro-Am class is like our lights class, right? But that's like, so now it's like you're getting thrown in there as a rookie, and you're having to race against the Jet Lawrences and Ken Roczens, Eli Tomac. I mean, that's what Joel Hetrick, Chad Weenan, Bryce Ford, that's what those guys are, right? And you're a 18-year-old kid or whatever Mason is, 19-year-old kid, whatever he is. And now it's like, these guys are like, this is money time now. These guys, those guys at the front are racing for their livelihood, and they're not going to give you an inch.
I think the one thing I kind of see in Mason, I think he'll be able to mentally block out a lot of the hype. Yep. And that's a strength. I think some of the fastest kids that come into the pro class were mentally ready. The ones who kind of performed early on better, they're mentally ready for it. The physical, you got to be physically ready, but the hardest thing is being mentally ready is that's my opinion on it.
I think you're right. I was actually moments ago, I was thinking about if I was going to go there. And I think that you're exactly right, is some people just have it. And I kind of mean that mentally. You have to get over the fact that you've watched Joel Hetrick and Chad Weenan race for your entire life. They've literally been watching those guys race for as long as they've been aware of ATV motocross, and now you have to put that out of your head and go line up against them and try to hole shot these guys. And that's a mental hurdle that was tough for me, because I love this sport so much that I was still uber fan of Chad Weenan. I had Chad Weenan's poster on my wall in my room growing up, still when I was racing the pro class. Like, that was probably a downfall of my own. But yes, some dudes just have it. And when I say that, I mean mentally, that they don't have that block or whatever. They're not putting these guys up on a pedestal. They're saying, hey, I'm the Pro-Am champ. Hey, I got 12 or 10 or 8 or whatever national championships, whatever it is, under my belt. And it's my time to, to race and compete in the pro class. And some of these elite guys, the Bryce Fords when he came in, the probably Zach Decker. I mean, I don't want to leave anybody out here, but but Mason's clearly part of that mold, I would say.
Yeah, like him and a few others. They just, think, I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. You either have it or you don't. Like Max Lindquist, he comes to mind. He was mentally prepared for that when he came into the class, and you just kind of, they're more at ease with it. They're just at ease with their surroundings, and they're able to just ride. And I think we'll see that out of Mason. I think we'll just see him in his own element. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to go out and get top fives or win or anything like that, but I think he's going to be comfortable quicker than some do.
And I think you're right. And it's important. It's a building process. Like, you're not just going to throw yourself out there. I mean, Bryce Ford finished fourth in his first pro race. That's a rarity, but even with him, he did that, but then he still had to build, you know. Then it was like, okay, now he had to go do it on an outdoor track. And then it was chipping away at running up inside the top three a little bit. And then it was getting your first hole shot. And then eventually, you know, so whether it's fourth and third and second, or, you know, 11th, 10th, 8th, whatever it is, it's a building process that I think that there's no way to kind of cheat yourself on that. He also said that he's planning to attempt to defend his Pro-Am title, which is going to be exciting to watch. He said he's never defended a title in ATV motocross in his whole career. He's never had a chance to do that. So thinking about possibly seeing the number one out there, that would be something cool to see for Mason. And that would be exciting. That I love watching those races on Sunday, man. Pro-Am is about as good as it gets.
No, that's a good idea. I mean, I saw Adam Ulrich this year get a lot faster, and I think some of it had to do with him running pro, but I think a lot of it had to do with him running Pro-Am as well. Mm-hmm. Them guys in, I don't know, 8th, 9th, 10th, or maybe 10th and back, they should run Pro-Am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's more seat time, more experience. I think they should run Pro-Am, and I think hopefully that'll start to come back where more guys run Pro-Am and pro.
Yeah, that was something that we did, and a lot of guys in similar place in the middle of the pro class there did for my entire career, right? I mean, I raced Pro-Am the entire way of my pro career. So yeah, I do hope that comes back around. I love when you have kind of a mix. Like, that's what Pro-Am is supposed to be, a mix of pros and your top amateurs in one class. Right. So I do hope that we see more of that.
We'll get right back to the show, but now a word from our sponsors. And thank you for listening to these ads. Without these great companies, none of this would be possible. Show your support for the people who support us.
The official tire choice of Digging Deep, CST tires are the choice of ATV Racing's elite on the track, in the woods, and every other terrain. CST tires swept the ATV racing world in 2022 as Joel Hetrick, Bryson Neal, and Bo Barron rode their Pulse MXR and Pulse HT tires to an ATV Pro Motocross title, GNCC XC1 Pro title, and 10th ATV Pro Works Racing title, respectfully. Led by champion Joel Hetrick and podium contenders Bryce Ford, Jeffrey Rastrelli, and Nick Janusa, CST's Pulse MXR tire is the most trusted tire in ATV Motocross today. Available in soft and standard compound, the Pulse MXR offers the highest level of traction, most predictable cornering, and superior wear characteristics when compared to the competition. And did I mention they have a contingency program as well? Visit shop.cstires.com to join the CST takeover today, or prepare to be beat by someone who did. The best of the best choose CST. Do you? You know we're Team Blue Crew here at the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, as the Yamaha YF Z450R is the official ATV of Digging Deep. In a move started by 8-time ATV MX Pro Class National Champion Chad Weenan, who with his next championship will become the winningest champion in ATV motocross history, we are living in ATV Racing's YFZ 450R era. Alongside Weenan, 7-time GNCC XC1 Pro ATV National Champion Walker Fowler welcomed a pair of new champions to the Yamaha Champions Club, as the podium-proven Yamaha YFZ 450R proved to be the winning choice for Joel Hetrick and Bryson Neal. This unprecedented success for the YFZ 450R, its unrivaled quality and performance, and the clear fact that Yamaha is the leading OEM supporter of ATV racing has resulted in a complete Yamaha takeover within the sport quad market. Evident by the continuation of Yamaha's Blue Crew Racer Support Program, Yamaha riders will once again cash in on payout and prize opportunities in 2023, including a chance to win a brand new YF Z450R. For more info, head over to YamahaBlueCrew.com. Follow Yamaha Outdoors, as well as the new Blue Crew official channel on social media, and check out Yamaha's full proven off-road lineup at YamahaOutdoors.com today. SSI decals, your way. SSI Decals sets the standard with the best looking decals, graphics kits, and vinyl wraps in the industry. Established in 1947, SSI took shape as an offshoot of their parent company by doing a little work for local pro Chad Weenan. Nearly two decades later, and fueled by a passion for ATVs, the company has flourished into one of ATV Moto's most recognized brands. From ATV Motocross, SSI has expanded into graphics and design work for top racers in GNCC, Works Racing, Pro Motocross and Supercross, off-road, and more, headlined by 8-time world champion Top Fuel drag racer Clay Milliken. Whether your project is big or small, SSI Decals will make your identity stick. Get started today at SSIDecals.com and use code DIGGINGDEEP10 for 10% off at checkout. Things are about to get sick. The Digging Deep ATVMX podcast is brought to you in part by DID and their wide range of championship winning chains. From the street to the track and everywhere in between, DID chains are designed to give you the optimal riding experience with great performance and increased chain life. Consistent to the core, pick up your box of reliability today. DID, what drives you?
We are proud to be partnered with Nomura Technologies. For over 20 years, Nomura has pushed the limit of value and reliability in the ATV and side-by-side market. Covering more applications than anyone in the industry, Nomura's full line of cast and forged pistons, connecting rods, gasket kits, and industry-leading top-end repair kits and more have led to higher overall engine performance for your machine. Visit your local dealer or online at www.nomura.com. And follow along on Instagram for giveaways and exciting new products in 2023. Nomura Technologies, your one-stop shop engine component supplier.
We are pleased to be partnered with Bronco ATV and UTV Components. Bronco has been an industry leader in replacement hard parts and accessories for all makes and models for over 15 years. With a catalog that includes a full line of electrical components, engine internals and cylinders, shock and suspension parts, winches, clutch kits, valves, carb kits, bearing kits, and drive chain parts, Bronco is your hard part source for whatever you need for whatever you ride. Available exclusively through distributors around the world, visit your local dealer or online at BroncoATV.com.
For over 150 years, Valvoline has been dedicated to constant improvement and innovation across all disciplines of racing. As a proud member of Team Valvoline for nearly a decade, I have witnessed their unwavering commitment to pushing the boundaries of performance. Valvoline has sponsored some of the greatest names in motorsports, solidifying their position as a powerhouse within the industry. Being a part of this historically great team has been an incredible privilege. When it comes to my equipment, whether it's my daily commuting vehicles, race quads, or anything in between, I trust nothing but Valvoline. Their range of products and lubricants consistently deliver increased horsepower, durability, and engine life. I'm excited to announce Valvoline's breakthrough in performance, Valvoline Ultimate Power Sports. With up to 8 times stronger rust protection and 50% better wear protection, this cutting-edge formula ensures your ATV's engine runs smoother and longer for the ultimate ride. Tackle rugged terrains with confidence, knowing your ATV's engine is equipped with the best protection available. Ready to experience the next level of performance? Head over to shop.valvolineglobal.com and use code DIGGINGDEEP10 at checkout to unlock an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Don't miss out on this limited time offer to enhance your ATV's performance with Valvoline's Ultimate Power Sports Engine Oil. So we had the pro sport champ, Mason Jackson, there. We had the pro sport number two, who actually tied in points with him, Brett Musig. He joined us as well. Congrats to him and Faith again. I know we said it on the last episode, but new parents there. So congrats to those guys. Speaking of fast pro sport riders, Joey Norris, who I think is kind of like a Briarcliff regular, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
But he joined us for sure. And and Joey, Jeremy, he challenged the top five there in the sports premier amateur classes in his first season on a 450 last year. I mean, he came in kind of mid season as soon as he became a legal age there, right. Jumped right to, you know, right to the top classes. And I think from what we saw from him, man, I mean, he was a must watch rider in the second half of the season. And I think the sky is the limit for this kid in 2024 and beyond. This kid, like the way he jumped in there. And again, just like we talked about with the pro class, he was racing against guys that he inevitably looked up to as a younger person. Shoot, he's capable of just about anything. Like he's so much fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely is on the gas. He's always had a lot of raw speed, and I don't think it was ever a question he could compete in pro sport. The pro-am thing did surprise me a little bit. He really showed some really good speed there. I wouldn't say I was shocked, but it was pretty cool to see him take to that class as fast as he did. Mm-hmm. Next year he's probably gonna be faster. That'll just make that whole pro sport pro-am class, just those classes, just the best part of racing a lot of times on the weekends. I mean, they're so competitive. There's so many guys that can win.
Well, so. In some of these kids, some of these guys, like there's just certain people that are scrappy, right? Like they're always in a battle. They're not going to give an inch. Like, and he's clearly one of those guys. Like I watched him at least once, if not multiple times, come off the track this season in those top classes when he, you know, maybe he finished fourth or fifth or whatever it was in a moto. And, you know, he probably should have been excited. And he was definitely not excited about the fact that he didn't get that one more pass, you know, like he's just got that dog in him.
Yeah. He expects to win. And that's not meant to be negative. That's just what he goes on the track. He's going to go win. He wants to win. So you can't fault him for that.
Absolutely not.
Extremely competitive. And I would say this, if he and I were on the track together and we were both going for the inside of a turn, I'm pretty certain he's not letting off. So I'm probably going to back out a little bit and let him go.
Hey, and that's saying something about a kid that's probably 120 pounds soaking wet, maybe.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right? I could probably, if I had some youth, I probably could just take advantage of that and put him over the berm, but I'd make myself look foolish and he would just ride on by. So
yeah. So at Loretta's, my 25 plus moto, I think on Saturday came right after Pro Sports second moto. And so I'm kind of hanging out up by the gate and I'm looking at the gates or whatever. And Joey says to me, "Oh, Cody, you're in this class." And I'm like, "No, man, I want no part of you. I want no part of racing you, pal."
He's a good up and comer. And, you know, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, he turned 16, like, what, a few days before Bud's Creek and went right to Bud's Creek to go racing. I mean, he had been riding some 450s, but he hasn't been racing them at that level. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive to jump in at the midway point of the season and just go. So
extremely,
definitely looking forward to see what he won whatever they had Pro-Am or whatever down at Monster Mountain this past weekend.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, he is definitely got a bright future. He's really fast.
Well, and like you said before, I mean, just like the pro class too, you know, when you're a younger rider jumping into Pro-Am Pro Sport, those races are long, especially Pro-Am. And to hold up like he did, you know, a lot of times you might see a younger kid, you know, rip a good hole shot, come out, you know, guns blazing, and then he kind of burns himself out because he's going a million miles an hour so fast. And we didn't see that from Joey at all. So like I said, the future is very bright for this guy. We also had freshly retired Ohio native and friend of the show, Vince Merman, there with us. So that was pretty cool. Vince said that he felt just like himself. He felt like he picked up right where he left off. He said, got maybe a little more arm pump than he's used to, but fun to see him out there. The last time I saw him there at Briarcliff, he was officialing, or however you would say it, at the national there. And now to see him back on the amateur referee, right? And to see him back on the track, man, Vince is such a cool cat. So I was stoked to see him there to join us, Jeremy. And actually meant a ton to me because he posted about, you know, that he was going to take a step back and maybe not chase the whole series and this, that, and the other thing. And at the bottom of that post, he said that he was going to join. He was going to see, you know, his fans and friends and everything at the Digging Deep ride day at Briarcliff. So I was stoked about that. That meant a lot to me that he included that in there.
Yeah. So I got one request for everyone listening. I think I got Vince convinced maybe to consider being our amateur referee next year. So about every 3 months, I need people to drop him a message and say, "Hey, we need the fastest amateur referee on the planet to referee at Briarcliff next year."
There you go.
I'd be much appreciative.
Well, he sure seemed like he liked it. You know, that weekend this past summer, sure seemed like he liked it and that he was fit for the job, Jeremy.
No, he did a great job. He did such a good job. I think Harv wanted him to do the whole series. I don't know if he was interested in refereeing the whole series, but
got it.
He seemed interested in coming back to our track. Hopefully he does consider doing it. I think he did a great job. He's got the perfect personality and temperament for a referee. He's very, very calm and very approachable and communicates well. He did a great job. Happy and very, very pleased that he agreed to do it. So,
yeah. Awesome, dude. Another guy that on the track, Jeremy, blew me away was Caden Tverziak. So this 250 rider was freaking flying. I obviously see these kids. I watched them all summer long, but blew me away watching him ride your track, Jeremy. Like, I know that he got second, I believe, in the Youth All-Star Championship this year. And so I probably should have had higher expectations or whatever, however you want to say it for this kid. But freaking was burning the track up, Caden Tverziak.
Him and his brother are so fast. I don't know if have brothers ever gone 1-2 in the 250 classes. They certainly have a chance. If I can't remember if Ethan's old enough to run with his brother. I can't remember how far apart they are. Seems like they've overlapped in the youth classes, but yeah, watch out. Caden is definitely one to, he could potentially sweep the 250 classes next year. He's got the speed, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was blown away by this kid. And now Noah Arnold will be out of the 250 classes now, right? He's graduated from them. And I believe like his family's claims is that he's got more national championships than anybody with 14. That's what they've been telling me. They stopped me the morning of your race there and said, hey, this is what we think is going on with Noah.
I say just put it out there for dispute. If anyone's got more, show up and prove it and show us your 15 championships.
Right. Because I think Bryce Ford has like 12 and Joel has like 12 or 11, something like that, I believe. Because I believe that they were maybe, this is no coming from Noah's family, I believe that they thought they were kind of in like a tie until he got those titles this year, I think is the story that I've been told.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a kid this year that could maybe possibly exceed that limit, maybe. Ethan Cornell, and I know he wasn't at the right day, but Ethan Cornell had 4 championships this year.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
That's insane. I've never heard of that happening before. 4? That's nuts.
I don't know how you do that, but he I'm just thinking in terms of potential and numbers, and he's won championship 4. I mean, he's got 2 or 3 already, I think. I can't remember.
Okay.
But you know, he might be way there now to Noah's number.
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't think anyone that I've ever heard of has had more than 14 championships. That's a lot.
That is freaking insane, man. Think about all the races, all the motos, all the gate drops, all the plaques, man. That's just nuts.
All the money.
Oh, I didn't want to say it, but yeah. So yeah, that's insane. So Kinsey was there, right, in the afternoon. Kinsey was there. She had a volleyball game, but she was able to spend some laps there with us afterwards. So in typical Kinsey fashion, I asked her how the volleyball game went, and I don't even think she told me how they did. She just said it was good. But yeah, I was stoked that she could eventually join us there in the afternoon.
Yep. She got to spend some laps. She backs it down after Loretta's a little bit. She didn't ride quite as often, so it made it kind of special that she was able to ride. And even with sports that day, she got on the quad and got some laps in and shook some of the rust off. Because I think that was probably like her second day or second weekend since Loretta's that she had ridden. So back it off and crank it down a little bit after the races. The national races are over. We don't put as much emphasis on it. It's time to chill out and unwind a little bit.
Yeah. I think you have to. I think the distance makes the heart grow fonder, but also like that season is long. So yeah, I don't blame you for that. I think everybody probably does a little bit of that. And one of Kinsey's fellow women's racers, Shelby Cabrando, was there. The Cabrando family came up and they were super, super nice and complimentary of us. I got word that she may have done something that no woman had ever done there at Briarcliff, Jeremy. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I think she jumped the Bigfoot from the inside. She starting to run together, but they had come, I thought, for a practice prior to that. And she did it then the first time.
That's what I thought I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought she did it that day at the Dig Deep ride too.
Yeah, that's what I was told. That's what I was told. Yep. Yeah.
She's done it a couple times. The big thing with her is she recently, you know, all season she'd run the TRX motor.
Okay.
And that she has a 22 or 23, I forget which one, CRF hybrid engine in her TRX. So she's definitely making use of that extra power. That's for sure.
Nice. Well, her family kind of shared some really cool stories just about the fact that I believe she races the WMX class because it's Saturday only, and that works to her advantage because then dad and the family can drive her home through the night on Saturday nights. So then she can get back to work. She must work in a hospital as some kind of nurse or something like that. Maybe a CNA, something like that, on starting already on Sunday nights. So she races, family gets her home so she can go to work on Sunday afternoon, which is pretty impressive because she came out of the woodworks. And I remember, and I talked to her family about this. I talked to her about this coming out of the woodworks in one of the last two seasons here and finishing on the podium, I believe at High Point. And I was like, I don't even know this girl. And to do what she did was impressive. And she impressed me on the ride day there too. So kind of cool story to tell there with the way that they go about their you know, racing program and still making her, you know, professional life work and all those things, man. Right. Those are the stories I love to highlight.
That's a pretty hardcore schedule to leave. And, you know, but I can see some people want to just go back and kind of chill out on Sunday, but she, going back to work.
Yeah, right to work. So yeah, but the list doesn't stop there, Jeremy, from Mason Jackson to some of the little riders that we had and everyone in between. I can't thank everybody enough that came out and supported our event. Obviously, it would have not been the same if all the people didn't come out. And I want to thank all the people that bought Digging Deep merch from us. We gave away a pair of CSD Pulse MXR rear tires, a DID ATV2 X-ring chain, a case of Valvoline ATV oil. So thanks to obviously to those partners of ours. I gave away a pair of 100% goggles and some Digging Deep merch. You so graciously threw in a couple cans of VP race fuel and some more 100% goggles, some ATV MX hoodies and hats, among other things, and some super cool giveaways. We did so many giveaways, in fact, that nearly a third of the people in attendance earned at least something from us. So thanks to everybody that participated in that way. Thanks to you, Jeremy, for offering up more things. I didn't even know you were going to do that. You threw some stuff in there. You were on the mic having people come down to us. So I appreciate that a ton. And obviously it makes it a little easier for us to, you know, make that trip to Ohio and pull all this together when we got so much support from so many great people.
No problem. You're welcome. It, like I said, we wanted to make it a little bit bigger than a normal practice ride, and that's what we did. So I think it all worked out. Everybody had a good time. Yeah, I think you're right. There's probably about a third of the population got something out of that beyond a really cool track to ride on. So yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, doesn't get much better than that. Perfect day. Again, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity. It was an opportunity of a lifetime for Digging Deep. It was awesome. Like I said, ride a track that I got to watch people ride for an entire weekend without being able to ride myself when I was announcing the national there. And I hope that this is something that we can do again in the future for sure. I think that this is such a rad starting point.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
The following message is brought to you by Manscaped.com. The Manscaped engineering team has outdone themselves this time, creating the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, now available for purchase in the U.S. and Canada. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, an official sponsor of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, with this exclusive offer of 20% off and free worldwide shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at Manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I am blown away. This thing is next level. What sets this trimmer apart from all the rest? The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. It features a new multi-functioning on-off switch with travel lock for those of us who like to travel. And my favorite, the new trimmer allows you to customize your trim with four different guard lengths, an upgrade from its predecessor that only featured two. If you're listening, you know that good tools are a must, so wait no more to get the best tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com by using code DIGGINGDEEP20.
Hey everyone, this is Larry Mills, president of DP Breaks North America and proud partner of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast. We at DP Breaks are a longtime supporter of ATV racing and the world leader in centered brake technology, dominating the ATV world for decades by supporting the best four-wheel racers on the planet. This year's lineup includes Jeff Rastrelli, Mark Baldwin and Baldwin Motorsports, Ford Brothers Racing, Nick Janusa, and many more, including Mr. Digging Deep himself, Cody Jansen. Plus all the top 17 GNCC pros, such as seven-time champion Walker Fowler, Bryson Neal, Hunter Hart, Cole Richardson, Jared McClure, Adam McGill, and previous champion Chris Borch. These top riders continue to appreciate the high performance and impressive durability that their DP brakes have to offer. Products ultimately help place them on top of the podium week after week. DP brakes are available through www.dp-brakes.com, or you can purchase them through your local Parts Unlimited stocking dealer, or you can even message us, myself, Larry Mills, or DP Brakes on Instagram or Facebook. And if you have any questions about product or sponsorship support, please ask us. We are waiting for you. Join the best ATV riders in the world equipped with DP Brakes, and have a great year, everyone.
Nearing two decades into the brand's existence, Factory 43 is back and better than ever, continuing to make major waves in the ATV world. For the third consecutive season, Factory 43 is the official aluminum parts choice of the Phoenix Racing ATV team, providing their state-of-the-art Evo Nerf bars, MX-style front bumpers, and grab bars for two-time champ Joel Hetrick. If you're in the market to upgrade your Nerf bars, bumpers, or grab bars, head over to factory43atv.com to see their full line of industry-leading products available for all makes and models. Head over to factory43atv.com today.
But Jeremy, do we have anything else that we want to touch on here before we get out of here? I mean, Team USA was taking the crown in Italy that weekend, so was kind of very much monitoring that on my trip there. How about meeting updates? I know that in recent weeks we've had some of the online infamous fall meetings here for the ATVMX series. Do we have any updates or any news to come from that? Anything that we want to touch on before we get out of here?
I don't think there's any news as far as rules or class changes. There, you know, a lot of good ideas shared online. I know MX Sports and the folks in Morgantown have taken all that in and have worked on a few things. I don't think there's anything over the top that we need to talk about. The schedule's getting ready to hit.
Awesome.
I've seen a couple drafts. And they're working on it. I think it'll be out soon. So everybody, the big thing is people need to get their tickets and their rooms for the banquet. That room block is running out this week. If in the Kalahari, the room block we have saves you, I think, around $75 a night. So,
oh wow, that's huge.
Yeah, so people are coming to the banquet. They need to book the rooms yesterday. And if you go on the ATVMX website and go to the schedule, there's actually a banquet tab under schedule. Go to that tab, and it's got ticket information for the banquet, and it's got a room link to Kalahari. So people have been putting it off. They better get on it, or they're going to end up spending more than they'd like to, I think.
And when is the banquet, Jeremy? How close is it?
Well, it's a little ways off, but the way they do these room blocks is they end them a little earlier. Like I'm kind of surprised how early they end them, but
okay.
The banquet is Saturday, December 2nd at Kalahari and Sandusky.
Hey, that we're only a month out, so that's going to be here before you know it.
But they're kind of sticklers about these room blocks. But if anyone hasn't gotten a room, I don't think we're in jeopardy of running out of rooms yet, but $75 a night, if you stay a couple of nights, you know, you might as well get it booked now, save a little money.
Yeah, for sure. You might have just said this. It's back in Sandusky, right? At the Kalahari there?
Yeah. So the driving idea that I got out of last year was we wanted to go to a water park.
Yep.
So I took suggestion from a variety of people, and we shook down probably three or four places, and the only place that had the banquet room large enough at a what I would call a reasonable rate was Kalahari in Sandusky. We looked at two places in Tennessee. I want to say we looked at a place in Pennsylvania, maybe, and then we looked at Sandusky. It just fit the criteria that I kind of had set out to go do. So it's a nice facility. It's just it's a little far north for the southern crowd. I get that.
Please, Jeremy, please. That's I crap. Know Wisconsin.
We ought to have it up at Wisconsin Dells or whatever.
No. Everybody else doesn't want it in Wisconsin Dells based on what the drive would be. But honestly, pal, I think that – so I was like a year or two when we started again going back to the Nationals full-time in 2012. I think I was just like a year or two removed from it being in Gatlinburg like it was at one time. Which had to be awesome. But I think that, so I didn't get to experience that, but I think that the Sandusky experience when we were there was about as good a banquet experience as I had ever had, because it's fun to be able to go do stuff. And I think that actually the byproduct of that is that it gives people a vice and like a place to go do stuff instead of like being stir crazy and probably getting in trouble doing stuff that they shouldn't do. Like, I think that Sandusky's probably the perfect place for it. And honestly, like, it's pretty centrally located. I know it's Northern Ohio, but like, it's pretty centrally located as far as the United States goes, or, you know, our series goes, I should say, the east side of the United States.
We looked at the Wilderness, I think it's called, in Gatlinburg or Smoky Mountains or whatever, down there. And the water park worked, but we would have had to went to the convention center to do the actual banquet. And convention centers are definitely in business to make money. They understand that people need them, then they're going to charge you gratuitously for it.
That's a convention center's livelihood, you know.
So, and I can't blame them, but it just didn't really fit with what we were trying to do. And the other place we looked at was near Nashville. The name slips me now, but it was like, it was going to drive the tickets up to $90 to $100 or something. It was very, very, very nice, but kind of outside of our budget as far as what I feel like the group would want to spend to go.
Got it. Well, no, I think that it's in the perfect place. So, like you said, everybody go in there, get their tickets this week here. So you still got the week to get those tickets in and get, kind of cash in on that better rate. The one thing I will say that you've obviously done a great job with the banquets in recent years here. I think that we're also thankful for your hard work in that regard. And so I asked if we had any other topics to touch on here. I'll give you one, a parting topic here. A lot of people at the ride day had asked me about this, so that's why I'm going to kind of drop it here. And that was asking about who's going pro. Obviously we know Mason Jackson is. I've heard that fellow Michigan native Blair Miller is in for the pro class. I've been hearing Joey Chambers as well. So there could be others. But those three riders alone, Jeremy, would be great additions to the class. Like, all pretty scrappy guys. You know, like I said, good additions to the middle of that class that could make it fun. I mean, there's no slouches in that pro class. We know, especially because of the fantasy game, how fun each one of the battles going on throughout the class has been. Those would be three pretty awesome riders to add in there and kind of amp the excitement even more up for 2024.
No, for sure. I think you could take the first five or six from Pro-Am and put them in there, and it would be exciting. It would add to that mid-pack race and the stuff. And I had not heard that about Blair or Joey. That would be interesting to add them in there. That's for sure.
I've been hearing rumors. I mean, I don't have facts other than Mason Jackson. Seemingly, you know, I know that one's happening, but yeah, the other ones, I've just been hearing rumors, but I've been getting messages from people saying, hey, you're not doing enough covering of these guys going pro. So, I'm sure we'll talk to them leading up to the season, but
do we have any other Euros coming in? Like Kevin Saar was a total surprise, I thought.
Well, Kevin Saar's back in.
Yeah, that's good.
For sure. Good. And Patrick Chirini, who freaking showed out at the Quad Cross of Nations, which was awesome to see. Patrick Chirini's going to be back for at least four rounds. Coming from him, he's going to be back for at least four rounds. And he could be, I mean, he was top 10 rider last time we saw him, but we saw the way that he was clearly behind the Americans. He was the top guy over there in Europe. He's the European champion this year and showed out at the Quad Cross of Nations. So Patrick Chirini, if not more, Chad hinted at there might be even more riders coming, but just having Patrick back in the class, man, that's another great addition. And now he raced the whole season last year in 2022, so he's coming now with the knowledge of these racetracks and kind of being able to jump right in instead of what was the expression you used earlier today, drinking from a fire hose, because that's what jumping in the pro class has to feel like if you don't even know the racetracks. I'd love to see Patrick back in there.
Yeah, he was real fast. If we can get all that to kind of shake out and happen and a couple other surprises, we might even get close to a full gate. Yeah. That'd be really good. So
yeah, I love it. Well, Jeremy, I don't want to take up any more of your time, man. I know you got a busy schedule. So I really appreciate you giving me some time tonight. This is an awesome conversation. We covered so much. And again, I can't thank you enough for being so good to me, man. I can't wait for more of these collaborations between us in the future, I hope. And as always, I can't thank you enough for your time here being on the show with me. The conversation's always so good. And I think it's very easy to hear the passion in your voice when you're talking about ATV motocross racing. So you're an awesome asset to us here on the show, and just appreciate everything, pal.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. When we get schedules, bigger chunks of schedules linked together, we can start looking at possible digging deep dates for 2024. We can get that sucker on the schedule.
Heck yeah, man. I think it's only going to get bigger and better. Can't imagine that anybody that was there this year wouldn't come back. And I'm sure tons of people, especially after listening to this, will want to be there with us in 2024. But Jeremy, can't thank you enough again. You're the man. And this has been so much fun. Thanks for giving me a little time tonight again and reliving an awesome day. And we'll plan to chat again, if not sooner, maybe after the banquet, and kind of recap some of the happenings there.
Cool. That sounds like a deal.
Awesome, Jeremy. Have a good night. That's owner of Briarcliff himself signing off on the Digging Deep ATVMX podcast, brought to you by UPP Racing and UPPRacing.com. Thanks again, Jeremy. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks. Good night.
See you, pal.
Success in the ATVMX world is similar to what creates financial success as well. The right people, the right advice, and more importantly, hard work and the benefit of an ongoing relationship as situations change and adversity is experienced. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you reach your goals? Haymower Financial Group can create a personalized, goal-based plan to help your family prepare for whatever life brings. Call me, Scott Haymower, at Haymower Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, at 920-338-8150. That's 920-338-8150. Office is located in beautiful De Pere, Wisconsin, with registrations and clients nationwide.
Headlined by the 4130 Chromoly, Launderville Steel and Concrete Supply is a full-service steel supplier of new and surplus steel, aluminum, and stainless steel products. This racing family-owned full metal service center and concrete product supplier comes with over 30 years of experience serving the entire United States from their central Midwest location. As the number one choice for nationwide shipments and with available next-day delivery in select areas, LSE has you covered near or far. 4130 is not just the chromoly tubing and plate used in the building of chassis for an array of motorsports applications, but it is also the name of the newest addition to the pro paddock with riders Jaden JJ Launderville and Max Lindquist, introducing the new 4130 Motorsports team. Launderville Steel offers a large selection of material for any project, including their concrete division that can supply everything you need to complete your next business or personal project. For a quote or more info, visit LaundervilleSteel.com today or give them a call at 715-675-6193. That's 715-675-6193. Here at Digging Deep, we have an obvious passion for ATVs and pridefully enjoy sharing the sport's history. Since 2019, when the podcast was born, we've been working to partner with individuals who share our passion, but one man and his vision had been missing from our partnership group. Until now. When it comes to the sport's history, the hallowed grounds of Binky's Forever ATC Museum has it all. Binky Tapscott's mind-blowing collection of three- and four-wheelers has preserved history by spanning all makes and models from Honda three-wheelers in chronological order to unique builds that shaped ATV racing as we know it, like Doug Gust's iconic DRZ-powered hybrid thumper and everything in between. There's no denying Binky's passion, a passion that we certainly relate to here at Digging Deep. Binky's goal is to share his amazing collection with fellow enthusiasts by making his prized possessions accessible to the public via scheduled visits. Follow Forever ATC Museum on Facebook and watch foreveratc.com for further updates on possibly getting a chance to see Binky's Forever ATC Museum for yourself. We are proud to welcome Binky's Forever ATC Museum to the Digging Deep family. As the number one podcast in ATV racing, it's only right that we partner with the industry leaders in suspension tuning. Insert Impact Solutions. Impact Solutions is a full-service ATV and side-by-side suspension center specializing in the revalving and service of your motocross and off-road suspension. With over 25 years of elite-level knowledge, experience, and testing with riders of all ages and ability levels, Jay Goble and the Impact crew strive to exceed clients' expectations for service and setup. Impact Solutions is the official Elka Suspension Service Center of the United States, offering unmatched product knowledge and experience. Whether you're in need of service, parts, warranty, sales, or technical support, Impact Solutions has you covered. Head over to ImpactSolutionsATV.com or give them a call today. With the desire to keep you in the race, Ultimate Poly Products offers the Ultimate Protection Collection of case savers, chain sliders, intake manifolds, and more. Founded on quality in 1998, this family-owned and operated business produces products created by racers for racers. These industry-leading products are proudly made and manufactured in the USA, with their case savers being made of the highest quality American-made polyurethane on the market and designed to completely conform to your engine case to help prevent case damage from a thrown chain, because no one wants to be a spectator on race day. Join top pro riders like Bryson Neal, Walker Fowler, John Glotta Jr., Adam McGill, Cole Richardson, and more by using UPP Racing products. Use discount code DIGGINGDEEP15 at uppracing.com to save on your next order. Ultimate Poly products, made to last longer so you can ride more. Thanks for listening, and remember to support our partners. Now back to the show. Man, so much fun reliving such an awesome day. Thanks to tonight's featured guest, Jeremy Osborne. Thanks to producer Dallas Jansen, my brother, for all his hard work. Thanks to Brooke and AMA official Harv Whipple. Thanks to Moto Mom Designs for being our annual photographer for this event. Thanks to all of our donors. You know who you are. We appreciate you so much. Thanks to our partners, CST Tires. Go to shop.csttires.com today. Yamaha thanks to Blue Crew. Thanks to SSI Decals, Valvoline, DID Racing Chain, Nemira Technologies, Bronco ATV and UTV Components, Launderville Steel Enterprises and Concrete Supply, the financial advice of the Haymauer Financial Group, DP Brakes, Factory 43, Binky's Forever ATC Museum, Impact Solutions, Ultimate Poly Products, UPP Racing. Use discount code DIGGINGDEEP15 at uppracing.com, and Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. Support all the brands that support our show, and don't forget to use those codes to save. Find it all on our website, and be sure to click that Rocky Mountain ATVMC banner for all your gear and parts needs and to help us out. And most of all, thanks to you guys for listening. Shop.DiggingDeepATVMX.com is your place to go for all of our Digging Deep merch. If you're looking for another easy way to help support us, visit our website and click the Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee buttons. This allows you to set up a one-time or monthly contribution to support our efforts. Follow the show on social media, Digging Deep ATVMX Podcast, and myself, Cody Jansen, for additional content coverage and more fun stuff here in the off-season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. Wherever you find podcasts, you'll find the Digging Deep ATVMX podcast. All episodes, additional podcast providers, sponsor links and discount codes, show merchandise, fantasy info, and more can all be found on our website, diggingdeepatvmx.com, so check that out today. Be a friend, tell a friend, please download, subscribe, rate, review, and share. And with that, for Jeremy Osborne, Brooke Jansen, Dallas Jansen, and I'm your host, Cody Jansen, thanks for listening and making us the most listened to podcast in ATV racing, with more than 238,000 downloads last month in 103 total countries. Until next time, thanks for joining us in digging deep with the stars of ATV Motocross. This one goes out to one of my favorite young riders in all of ATV Motocross, Jaden Powell. Thinking about you every day, buddy.
Things are crashing and burning here at the Digging Deep podcast, much like the Titanic.
Those guys were hauling ass, for real.
I remember watching Doug Guss, I don't know who it was, Steel City, running the same times Friday afternoon as James Stewart was on Sunday back then. It was mental. I've never seen quads go that fast.
Quad leaders are freaking nuts.